737-9522, 737-WLAC. Rita, good morning.
Good morning. I was calling to say that I think it's going to help the Republicans. I'm a black female, and Trump was the first Republican I ever voted for. And I just voted last week for Marsha Blackman and Bill Lee. But my husband didn't vote for Trump. But after he saw this caravan coming through, he all of a sudden switched from being a Democrat as well. And he also voted for Marsha and Bill. So I think it's going to help the Republicans, you know, because...
What was the turning point for you, Rita? Why again? I mean, President Trump was saying to African Americans, "What have you got to lose?" Did that impact you, or were there other issues?
It did. It did impact me, and I've been voting for Democrats, and I voted for Obama twice, and I didn't see any change. It's like Obama was more about trying to make people feel good, and it did make me mad that he was like, "We should be welcoming to immigrants and the illegals." He just seemed like he came off like that. And I'm like, you know, you need to take care of people at home. You shouldn't be. I mean, it's okay for people to come, but they should come legally. Like, all these people coming, that's a lot of people jumping over people that are trying to come legally. You know, and then when they get here, most of them are uneducated, and they can't speak English. I mean, so that's just a lot of money that's going to be put into these people to get them into our school system, because I live out on the south side of Nashville where a lot of people don't see this, but there are a lot of Hispanics and people that have moved out there, and they're crowding the schools. They keep building schools on the south side because there's so many out there, and they need, you know, a lot of the kids don't speak English, you know. So, I mean, it's going to take a lot even get them included into America. Do you understand what I'm saying?
And again, are they coming to be Americans? I mean, when they're singing the Guatemalan anthem and waving their own flags. Yeah, it's the same thing you see these protests on the Mexican border when these, you know, illegal aliens from Mexico here in the United States, they're waving their Mexican flag, and that's fine. You know, on St. Patrick's Day, we're all Irish, but it doesn't affect how they embrace our culture. And I think, as you point out, Rita, it's a lot of African Americans are the ones who are seeing these people take their jobs because they're able to charge less for their wages and be taken advantage of by employers who are using them rather than American workers. And to me, one of the things that President Trump is doing well is saying, are we going to put Americans first or illegals first? And the Democrats keep wanting to put the illegals first. Rita, thanks for your call, and keep calling, and spread the word about the show as well.